You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
This is ridiculous.
What is?
Oh, this wardrobe is tighter than Derek Fletcher's wallet. Oh, look.
What are you moaning about, Kenton?
This shirt, it's all rumpled.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I have to iron it before I wear it now.
I'll wear another one.
But they're all the same. They go in smooth and pristine and then they come out like Joe Grundy's forehead.
You men don't understand. Women always have wardrobes packed full of clothes.
Well, Kathy didn't.
Yeah, well.
What?
Nothing. Just don't surprise me, that's all.
Ooh, meow.
I'm just saying. If I saw her in that green suit once, I must have seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Give me the shirt.
What?
Give it here. Seeing as I love you, I'll iron it.
Oh, thank you. I mean, don't get me wrong, Jolene. I don't mind the clothes you wear.
Don't mind?
No. I mean, I love them. I mean, you always look fantastic. But, I mean, yeah, this suede number.
What about it?
Or,
careful!
Well, this one.
Mind the rhinestones. I mean,
there's a whole bunch of stage clothes here from your country music days. I mean, surely you could get rid of them now.
I still wear them.
Really? When was the last time?
I need them for when the Midnight Walkers play next.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
It could happen any time.
Come on, you're on a longer break than the Smiths. And even if you did do a reunion gig, you wouldn't wear any of these, would you?
Yeah, why not?
Because you've got a different life now. You're not the Lily of Leighton Cross anymore.
I'll always be the Lily of Leighton Cross.
Oh. Blimey, there's not much to this one.
Always very popular, that was.
Yeah, I bet it was. But there's no way you'd wear this now, is there? Not in public.
You saying I couldn't pull it off?
Pulling it on would be your first problem.
You cheeky beggar. Catch!
Oh!
That's your attitude? You can iron your own flipping shirt. Tom isn't putting pigs in here, is he?
Search me. He doesn't tell me anything these days.
So, he hasn't asked you to mend the fence?
No, but it's got to be done sometime.
It's hardly a priority, though, Tony.
I want to get on with it.
Well, in this weather...
Can't help the weather.
I know that. It's just there's no need to be out in it unnecessarily. Why don't you leave it for today?
Oh, I'm all right.
We could watch an old film or something. We've got Zulu on DVD. You love that.
You watch it if you want to, Pat.
Well, I'm hardly going to watch Zulu on my own.
Suit yourself.
Well, look, how about going down to the pub, then? We could have Sunday lunch there.
Sorry, I'm not in a pub mood. I just want to be left alone to get on with my work. Damn it.
What is it?
Must have left the tensioner in the barn. If you want to do something, why don't you ring Kathy?
Oh, Tony, that's not the point. I thought we could... Oh, Pat Archer.
Oh, hi, Pat. It's Rob. Rob Titchener. Are you well?
What do you want, Rob?
Are you at the farm?
Yes.
I wonder if I could come and see you. I've got something to ask.
I'm not sure.
You're not going anywhere, are you?
Oh, no. Not unless things change.
Good.
But if you've got something to say, can't you just do it on the phone?
I'd prefer to see you in person.
Yeah, okay, I said I'm sorry.
Those outfits mean a lot to me.
1.36 change, thank you.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I certainly do now. 3.20, please. If you want to hold on to them...
I do!
Yeah, okay, fair enough, but do they have to be in our main wardrobe? I mean, that's prime real estate there.
All right,
I'll go through the wardrobe and sort them out.
Yeah, thank you.
When I've got 5 minutes.
Ah, thanks. Broke into the kid's piggy bank, did you? Hey, it was just a joke.
Perhaps he really had.
Yeah. And touched a nerve, obviously.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Rob. What can I get you?
Nothing, thanks. I just wanted to check if you'll be showing the France-Italy game later.
Well, we hadn't planned to, had we, Kenji?
Well, no, with it not having any of the home teams. But we could put it on if you want.
Well, yes, please. I'm planning to bring Helen and Henry down. Thought we could watch the game and then have something to eat.
Okay.
I didn't know Helen was a rugby fan.
Oh, you'd be surprised. And, of course, Henry's going to play fly half for England when he grows up.
Oh, is that right?
Well, if I've got anything to do with it, anyway. Good. Well, then I'll see you later.
Oh, Rob, while you're here, can I interest you in our romantic Valentine's dinner? Candles, soft music, special three-course meal?
Ah, sorry, we've got other plans.
Oh.
But, anyway, haven't you cancelled the dinners?
No.
Well, isn't it going to be a singles night? That's what the poster said.
What poster?
Well, just on the way in, by the door to the restaurant.
Let me take a look at that.
So, if you're going to eat here later, shall I book you a table?
Yes, I suppose you might as well.
Avoids disappointment then, doesn't it? What sort of time will you be eating?
Around 6, I'd have thought.
It's a table for 2 plus a child seat, yeah?
Yes, please.
Underhand poster tactics, Jolene.
Oh, what are you talking about?
This huge thing that you've stuck over it. Singles night.
It says and singles night.
Oh, yeah. And could you have made the and any smaller? What do you write it with? A needle and a microscope?
It's perfectly clear. We're doing the dinners and the singles night.
Rob didn't think so.
Well, to be fair, I did only glance at it as I was passing. Mm.
This is sabotage.
Rubbish. He's getting paranoid, isn't he, Rob?
No, please, leave me out of it.
Emma!
Hello, stranger.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
Hello, love. Yes, and ooh, you are the
So she's back, is she?
Yeah.
You've found any more lottery tickets for us, have you?
Oh, you both look so brown. Was it amazing?
It really was.
Oh, do you fancy a cup of tea?
Oh, gasp, everyone. Yeah.
Will you take your cases upstairs? I'll put the kettle on. We've got such a lot to tell you.
Yeah, so have I.
Oh, let me give you a hand with that, Tony.
I can manage.
I'm sure you can, but many hands and all that. Onto the trailer, is it?
Yes.
Yep. And, up. There. Well, I'm glad I've seen you, actually. Did Pat mention I was coming over?
Yes, she might have said something.
Well, it'd be good for you both to hear what I have to say.
I need to get on with the fencing.
It won't take long, and, well, forgive me, but you look like you could do with a few minutes in the warm.
Can't get over the lounge carpet. Looks cleaner than when we left.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd give it a shampoo while you're away.
Oh, wasn't that good of her, Neil?
Yeah, well done, Emma, love.
Oh, no problem. Anyway, tell me about this sunset cruise. It sounds awesome.
Oh, it was. There are these two really sharp mountains sticking up out of the sea.
Volcanoes, they are, really.
The Pitons.
Brings back happy memories, that word.
Really?
That was the local beer.
Beer? I thought you'd be drinking cocktails all the time.
Oh, we had a fair number of them as well.
Dirty banana.
What?
That was my favourite.
I didn't like it. Too much like a milkshake.
It was all bananery and coconutty and chocolatey.
Mm, and very rummy. Two of those and she couldn't walk straight.
It was the heel on my shoe, Neil. It was all wobbly.
Well, something was.
Anyway, this cruise.
Oh, yeah. So, we had a great view of the Pitons and then the sun started to sink slowly towards the sea.
Mm, the water was such an amazing colour.
Oh, and it's so clear. And just as it touched the horizon, they opened champagne.
More booze.
We didn't spend the whole time drinking.
I believe you.
Oh, it was so romantic, wasn't it, Neil?
Yeah, it was lovely.
I know Helen and I, well, the circumstances in which we got together, they weren't ideal.
I think that's an understatement, don't you?
And we all know you have some reservations about me.
Not just because of that.
Look, I want us to have as good a relationship as possible. What you said at the wassail, Pat, it was perfectly fair. If I had a daughter like Helen, well, any daughter, I'd be very protective of her too.
She's been badly hurt before.
I know. Which is why I want to prove to you I'm in this for the long term. It isn't how I'd have wished to start a relationship. And I can understand your caution. But, well, life can be messy sometimes.
If your marriage was struggling, Rob, then you should have dealt with that first, not dragged Helen into it.
That's a fair comment. But I have put the marriage behind me now, and I'm completely committed to Helen. I love her. And I'm enormously fond of Henry, too.
So, is that what you came to say?
Well, partly. I'd also like to ask a favour.
A favour?
Not for my benefit, Tony, for Helen's. We've obviously got our first Valentine's Day coming up. I want to make it very special for her. Well, actually, it'll be the night before.
Sorry?
Unfortunately, I'm away on business on Friday, so I'd like Helen and me to have our Valentine's celebration on Thursday night.
Well, what's this got to do with us?
It's Henry. Would you be willing to babysit?
Oh.
Well, in fact, have him here overnight?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, doesn't Helen want him to get used to Blossom Hill Cottage as his home?
Has she said that?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure she does. We both do, but I think for a special occasion like this, we might make an exception, don't you? I'm sure Helen will be fine with it.
Doesn't she know?
Not yet.
Well, don't you think you should discuss it with her?
Well, I shall, of course, but first I wanted your agreement. You really haven't seen much of Henry since they moved out, have you?
No.
He's a great kid. I'm sure he'd love to see you too.
You don't need to tell us.
And it would mean that Helen could enjoy herself without worrying about him, don't you think?
Well, you may have a point.
I think we're all on the same side over this. I know you want Helen to be happy, and that's all I want too. So, if you could see your way clear, I'd be enormously grateful.
Ruth.
All right.
Oh.
What?
Is it? Go! Help!
Oh, turn it off, can't you?
I'm trying to.
What was that all about?
I was so knackered last night, it was gone midnight.
I know.
And I was worried I'd sleep through your alarm.
Well, you woke me up when you got in.
Oh, sorry.
I'd hardly leave you lying here, would I?
Yeah, well, belt and braces. It worked, didn't it?
Except you were already awake. Well, it's a harsh enough start to the day as it is.
So is being nagged.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yes, all right. I won't do it tomorrow.
David.
What?
Oh, we need to sort out Pip's 21st.
Not now.
And the tablet still hasn't arrived.
It will.
I suppose it doesn't.
3 to 5 working days, they say.
And then we've got to get it up to Yorkshire. Shouldn't we chase it up?
Ruth, I know it needs sorting, but until I've got some coffee in me, I really can't think of anything.
Morning.
Hi, Kirsty. How did it go?
Oh, it's terrifying. House buying, mortgages, it's all so grown up, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. What was the financial advisor like?
Actually, he was okay. Tom knew him from Young Farmers way back.
Oh, right. So what did he say?
I'll just hang this up.
Oh, okay.
We knew it wasn't going to be a piece of cake. We're not stupid.
Yeah, of course not.
But it's going to be tougher than we thought.
Really?
For a place round here, we'll need a pretty hefty deposit.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So we'll both be working till we're about 100. But that's what you've got to do, isn't it? If you want a home of your own.
Mm, yeah. Well, it'll be so worth it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. So am I.
Making plans together. How wonderful.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I'm glad it's working out. Anyway, thanks for covering this morning.
Oh, no problem. I'll leave you to it now, though. Got some cheese deliveries to do.
Fine.
Annie's going to be in at 2, so we can go wedding dress hunting after that. We're still going to that fancy shop.
Isabel Jennings? Oh, yeah. And you can tell me all about your wonderful weekend on the way.
Yeah, I will. Oh, there was one thing, though.
What?
Oh, Rob is so sweet. He's obviously got something very special planned for Valentine's.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Valentine's Eve.
Eh?
He's away on Friday with a machinery firm.
Well, that's bad planning.
I know, but he was so apologetic about it. It's some demonstration he's got to see.
Right.
So, he's told me to keep all Thursday night free. And the best thing is he spoke to Mum and Dad and they've agreed to have Henry overnight.
Okay.
So you know what that means.
Go on.
They must be starting to accept the relationship.
Oh, come on. Where are you? Oi, not that way.
Gosh, it's hectic in here.
Oh, you're telling me. Ruth, can you get that lamb? It's gone through the hurdle somehow.
Houdini, eh?
I can't leave this one.
Gotcha. Where's its mum?
It's this one here behind me.
No escape attempts here, mister.
Have you heard the news today, David?
You are kidding, aren't you? What, has something happened?
Flood alerts everywhere. Really dreadful.
Well, no, I saw Worcester on the news last night.
It's the Thames as well now. Lots of places on high alert. Somerset's going to get it again tonight, they say.
Oh, no. Well, how's it looking here?
Oh, the river's high.
Well, all you can do is keep an eye on it, I suppose.
It must be awful. Bad enough trying to keep it out of your house. But if you can't...
Oh, I know. Doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
No.
Ah, there you are. At last.
You sorted it.
Yeah, triplets.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, she should be all right now.
I'll take over for half an hour then.
Thanks.
I've been to the shop and there's some ham and stuff for a sandwich lunch.
Okay.
And I got a couple of pies for later. I'll heat them up with some oven chips.
Yeah, whatever.
I know it's not very special, but needs must at the moment.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it then.
Oh, and David, before you go...
Yeah, what?
I saw Kenton in the shop. Did you know your mum turned up at the pub on Friday?
No.
On her own.
What? That's not like her.
And she got really upset. Kenton says this burglary's knocked her for 6.
Rugby? You went to the pub to watch rugby?
Yes, and why not, Kirsty?
Well, you've never been a rugby fan before, have you? Or any kind of sport, come to that.
I've been to the single wicket.
Yeah, when Tom or your dad were playing. That's hardly sport anyway. It's more like a village event.
Well, it was a new experience and I enjoyed it.
It was an England match, I take it?
No, France and Italy.
Well, that's a bit obscure, Ellen. Well,
Rob wanted to combine it with a late Sunday lunch.
Well, at least you got out of cooking.
And it was fun. All right, I didn't really understand the rules. It's very technical.
Oh, give me football any day.
But I can see what Rob gets out of it. And that's what you do if you're in a relationship, isn't it? If your partner's passionate about something... You take an interest in it. Like you with Tom's business.
Yeah, I guess so.
And how he's throwing himself into the wedding plans. Most guys would leave it all to the woman.
Oh, no, he's really going for it. Oh, Isabel's quite,
fluffy.
Just a bit away with the fairies.
Mm.
Still, first shop I've ever been in where they offer you a glass of wine.
Better keep it away from the dresses when it comes.
Oh, they are beautiful, aren't they?
Amazing.
Oh, this one is absolutely stunning. Oh, my God.
How much?
2,200.
Oh, wow. Still.
I know.
I could see you in it.
Could you?
It's the only time you ever get to wear anything as fairy tale as this, isn't it? Hmm. Oh, what about this one?
I'm not sure. How much is it?
2.9.
Actually, I prefer the cheaper one.
Yeah, so do I.
You should try it on.
PC Burns.
Oh, hello. My name's Ruth Archer. I think you've been dealing with a burglary at my mother-in-law's house, Jill Archer from Ambridge.
Yes, that's right. What can I do for you, Mrs. Archer?
I was wondering if there's been any progress in the case.
Well, we are pursuing several lines of inquiry.
But no one's been arrested yet?
No, not as yet.
Oh, I was hoping there might be something I could tell Jill. We're a bit worried about the effect the burglary's had on her.
Oh, yeah.
She used to be very independent, but now...
That's understandable. It's unsettling for anyone to have their home invaded.
Yeah.
And it's frequently worse for older people. They can often be isolated, although I didn't get the impression that was an issue in this case.
No, she's got lots of family in the village.
Have victim support been in touch?
I'm not sure. I can ask her.
They can be a great help, but it may well be that she'll need to lean on you all a bit more while she gets her confidence back.
Yeah.
And there's lots of practical things she can do to improve the safety of a property. Can you hear me?
Just about. I'm picking up my son from the school bus.
Okay. I left a leaflet, so it would be worth going through that with her.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Mum?
I think I'd better go now. Sorry.
It's all right. Look, if there's anything else I can do, just ring this number.
Thanks, I will.
Mum, can we call into Grove before we go home?
Oh, Ben, I'd really love to. We've got to get back to the farm.
Oh.
With Lamin and all the other work, we still haven't scraped the yard. I need to do it while Eddie's got the cows in for milking.
Just for a few minutes.
I'm sorry. Another day, okay?
You all right, Kirsty?
Yeah, I'm just coming out.
What do you think? Oh, don't you like it?
Oh, no, you look beautiful.
Really?
Absolutely. Do you like it?
I think I do. It's just... It's not like any dress I've ever worn before.
I should hope not. Take a good look.
It's even more amazing on, isn't it?
It's made to be worn. It makes it come alive. Worth going to a proper designer.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, don't you?
Oh, do a twirl. The way it floats.
Do you think Tom would like it?
Oh, how could he not?
I want to look my absolute best for him.
Of course you do. It's the most important day of your life.
It's just one thing.
Yeah?
I'm just not sure... The neckline.
It looks great on you.
It is a little bit too busty, though. I don't want to give off the wrong message.
Well, okay, I was looking at another one. It's quite like this, but a bit more...
Demure?
Do you want to try it on? It's a little pricier.
Oh, might as well. I mean, we're only looking, aren't we?
What sort of smell? Sort of burned.
Oh, no, the food! Why didn't you come and get me sooner, Ben?
I was upstairs. I only just noticed it.
No, leave the door open. I'll let some of this smoke out.
Okay.
Oh, look at the chips.
They're all black.
Not completely. Maybe the pie's up.
Oh, yuck.
Well, it's too late to cook anything else. We'll just have to make the best of it.
What's going on?
Mum's burned the tea.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. It's just a bit well done. That's all.
A bit? It looks incinerated.
It's probably all right inside.
Oh, yeah, looks it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Honestly, I've been working all hours in the lambing shed. I'm knackered. I'm starving hungry.
Oh, don't go on, David. It's the same for me. Put these on the table, Ben.
All right. Is it just pie and chips?
There's beans as well.
I bet they're all dried up too.
It's not my fault. Eddie wanted me to look at a cow he was worried about.
Well, how long did he keep you, for goodness sake?
It took longer than I thought it would. Josh, tea's ready! Bring the beans, can you?
All right.
So what was wrong with the cow?
Scouring, and her eyes looked funny.
Have you penned her separately?
Of course. I'll see how she's in the morning. Beans?
Yes, please.
Come on, Ben. Tuck in.
This crust is all black.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just one of those things.
Eat what you can.
It's horrible.
Ben?
I hate lambing time.
Do you want chips with that, Neil?
No, just a sandwich, thanks. I ate so much while we were away.
Put on a few pounds, have you?
Well, that's what Susan reckons, yeah.
Well, I expect we'll be seeing you in here a lot more now.
Yeah. Missed me while I've been away, did you?
Well, yeah, of course we have. But, I mean, you know, now that you've won the lot...
Kenton, what have you been doing in my wardrobe?
Uh-huh. It's all right, Neil. I'm not wearing her underwear.
Oh, that's a relief.
If you've thrown away my stuff...
Hey, relax,
I'll swing for you, I will. You've got
no
right.
No, it's fine. Your clothes are perfectly safe.
Oh, they better be.
Look, I've packed all your old stage outfits...
Less of the old.
Yeah, okay. All your stage outfits very carefully in a couple of suitcases.
What, and taking them to the charity shop?
No, look, I've tucked them away in the basement storeroom.
What?
Yeah, so you can get at them nice and easily when you get that 5 minutes you were talking about.
I was going to get around to it.
Yeah, I know you were. I just thought that I'd give you a helping hand.
You'd better not have damaged anything.
No, I took great care. Every spangle, every buckle... all lovingly folded
up. Yeah, because I still want them clothes.
Yeah, I know. I'm not arguing with that.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have told me you was doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. Yeah?
All right. I'll be in the Plowman's.
Right. Oh, just a minor domestic...
right.
So, drink?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, if you're watching your weight, then what? Diet tonic water?
Well, there's no need to go that far.
Okay, well, pint of shy as it is, then.
Well, you hand it to you, Kenton. You had a dab hand with the marking.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, Neil.
Ah, howdy, Jezza.
Where'd you find John Lassie?
Sorry, Jezza, what Lassie?
Came at your flyers.
Valentine's singles night upstairs at the Bull.
Hey, give me that.
Have you not seen it? It's your leaflet.
Yeah, but, Jolene's been dealing with this side of things.
Oh, there you are. Melanie, her name is. Wow, what a looker.
And, she gave you this, did she?
She's not just doing the street team, neither. She's coming on Friday herself.
Oh, is she?
So you can sign me up, man. I'll be there.
Fancy your chances, do you?
Yeah, not just with her. The sound of things, this place will be rotten with talent.
Ooh, what makes you say that?
Huh, some handsome hunk was doing the same thing.
Huh?
Try to give one to Fallon.
Well, where was this?
In Borchester.
Borchester? She's leafleting Borchester.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Oh, chilly morning.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
I got a present for you from St. Lucia.
Oh, have you?
Take it then.
Thanks.
Go on, open it.
Thought I might save it till later.
Oh, no. Go on, open it now.
All right, then.
Neil was very taken with these sort of barbecue things. Coal pots, they call them. But I said, are you ever going to get one of them in your suitcase?
Mm. Oh, yeah, a bracelet.
Oh, well, it's just a little something. I bought Pat one as well. Different design, but the same idea.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. I will put it on now.
Oh.
Well, I'd only have to take it off again, wouldn't I, before we start work?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Can you pass me my white coat?
Oh, they are.
Oh, Pat seemed a bit, I don't know, preoccupied.
Did she?
Is she all right?
Well, she's got... Well, it's a bit of family trouble.
Oh, yeah. Is that like with the children?
Anyway, I better get on. Lot to do this morning.
Oh, you're looking dead relaxed. I'm browner than one of the Essex guys.
Yeah, holiday of a lifetime it was.
What do you mean?
Hmm?
You'll be jetting off every other month now.
Oh, chance would be a fine thing.
So what do you fancy for your next jaunt, eh? Thailand, maybe. Maybe that's one for a solo trip, eh, Neil? As long as you can tell the sheep from the goats, if you know what I mean, eh?
I don't know where you get the idea that I can afford
a roast beef sandwich. Oh,
cheers, Kenton.
Neil?
Yeah?
Have you got any plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to Susan about that. Having just got back from holiday, we haven't really got anything sorted yet.
Right. Well, I know we can't compare with St. Lucia, but would you consider coming here?
What do you say?
Oh, for old time's sake?
Look, I really don't think that's appropriate, Kenton.
Hey, there's no need to take that attitude. Brian and Jennifer have been known to eat here, mate, so if it's good enough for them...
What's that got to do with your singles night?
No, I wasn't suggesting that. No, we're doing special dinners for two in the restaurant.
Oh!
It's going to say, Neil, I can't really see you in the pool upstairs. Yeah, you should call it that, Kenton. The pool upstairs. Yeah,
we were actually doing the dinners long before the singles night idea came along.
Oh, I see what Susan thinks.
Oh, great. Yeah, tell her it's going to be really romantic in there. Hmm? In fact...
What?
Once you finish that sandwich, can I borrow you for a minute?
That's the last of the blackcurrants, Susan.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Strawberry next.
Righto.
You'll need to change the foils.
Yes, I know.
Just making sure.
So, how have things been here?
Oh, just the same.
You looking forward to the passion play?
Not really thought about it, Mum.
Christopher said he's going to make the cross for it.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry, wasn't it?
Yep.
Sounds like it's going to be quite a spectacle.
Probably.
Carrie.
What?
What's going on?
What do you mean?
You're not your normal self. What's up?
Oh, I'm just worried about the house. You know, now that Hazel Woolley's going to be our landlord. You must be worried too about the shop.
Oh, come on. It's more than that. Didn't you like your bracelet?
No, it ain't that.
Well, what then? Please?
Well, all right then. I thought you and me was friends.
Oh, we are. Best friends.
And friends share each other's troubles, but they share the good stuff as well.
Oh, of course.
So I'd have thought you'd want to tell me if you'd had a bit of good luck. Or a lot of good luck, come to that.
Oh... Is this about how we paid for the holiday?
You said you'd been saving for it.
Oh, sorry.
So it's true then. You have won the lottery.
Oh, we didn't want people making a fuss.
People?
Oh, you know what it's like with my family. So many of them, they'd all be lining up expecting a share.
Well, we're family too.
Oh,
and I know me and Eddie ain't well off, but I'd have hoped you could have said something without expecting us to ask for handouts.
Oh, of course I wouldn't expect that, Clary. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you.
But I do hope you'll at least see the children all right.
Oh, we have.
Already?
Yeah. We gave them 500 each.
500? 500 pounds?
Yeah. 500 to Emma and 500 to...
Is that all?
All?
I mean, I know it's your money, but really?
Clary, how much do you think I won?
Bet this was your make-out album when you were younger, wasn't it, Neil?
Make-out album?
What? You know, lights down low, bottle of red. What would you play to get Susan in the mood? Oh, come on, can't be that long ago.
Well, she quite likes Phil Collins.
Easy Lover. Steady on, mate.
No, you know, the one, the slow one, In the Air Tonight.
Ah, yeah. Good one. Yeah, tonight. And what about you?
Me?
Yeah, what gets your mojo working?
Well, actually, I've never been quite sure what a mojo is.
Kenton, are you...
Yeah. Oh.
What's going on here?
Oh, hello again.
Hi, Jolene. Just picking Neil's brains, love.
Oh, what do you call it?
Look, it's probably time I was...
People need serving downstairs.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll be right down.
We've got a pub to run, you know.
Yeah, on my way. Thanks, Neil.
Oh, I'm not sure what for.
You'll see. These dinners are going to be the most romantic ever.
Oh, I really did get it wrong, didn't I? Oh,
sounds like everyone did.
According to your dad, it were millions.
Oh, was it now?
And it were only 4,500. Well, I mean, when I say only, it's still a lot, but...
Yeah.
Susan, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
What, you must think of me.
It's fine. But I'm going to have a very strong word with my dad when I see him. Spreading rumours like that.
Oh, Joe's been just as bad.
No wonder you were being off with me.
Oh, please. I feel terrible.
When you thought I'd won a fortune and then gave the kids a few hundreds.
It didn't seem like you. I was worried the money might have changed you.
No chance of that.
Yeah, but you read about it, don't you? People who win all this money and the marriage splits up and whatnot.
Well, I'm just sorry I didn't tell you about it first off.
I would have kept it secret.
I know. But listen, now you'd better tell everyone the truth. I don't want people thinking we're millionaires.
I won't put them straight. Pat was worried you wouldn't want to work here no more.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted out right away.
Yeah. You know what the worst was?
Hmm?
I was so worried that you might move away somewhere posh.
No.
Maybe even take the kids with you. I couldn't bear to lose you.
Oh, Clary. Ambridge is our home. We'd never move away, no matter how much money we had.
Tom Archer.
Tom, it's Roy.
Oh, hi, Roy. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. Look, Tom, one of your sows has got out.
Oh, not again. Where?
I'm on the Felpersham Road, near Lower Wood.
Blimey, she's a long way from home.
Yeah.
Can you keep an eye on her for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. I'll hitch up the stock trailer and be right with you.
Well, where is everybody?
Mum, Josh.
Oh, there you are.
Evening. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
You all right, Ruth?
Yeah. Just been in the lambing shed. David had a bit of a log jam.
Needed a hand, did he?
Oh, I could have done without it, really. But you can't pick your timing, can you?
Well, we've had a very nice time, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, it was cool.
He was hungry, so I gave him tea. I hope that's all right.
Probably just as well, because I'm all behind now, Jill. Not to mention filthy. I had to skin a dead one.
Oh, dear.
It worked, though. The mother took an orphan.
Oh, that's good.
But it's really thrown me out. Lord knows when I'll get food on the table, or what it's going to be, come to that.
What were you planning?
Oh, there wasn't really much of a plan, to be honest. I'd taken some mince out of the freezer, so I thought I could knock up a quick chilli.
Another chilli?
Ben. But just before David sounded the alarm, I realised we'd run out of kidney beans. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do now.
Well, look, Ruth, as I'm here, why don't you go and have a shower?
Oh.
Or even a relaxing bath. And I'll see what I can rustle up.
Go on, pig.
I reckon we should try this method to get Abby up to bed.
Yeah, put a trail of pig nuts up the stairs.
Chocolate buttons, maybe.
Mind her, right?
No, you don't.
That's it. Oh, I wonder where she got out.
No idea.
I mended the fence last week. And Dad was at it on Sunday, although it was in all the wrong places. Go on.
Come on, nearly there.
Oh, go on. Up the ramp. Good girl. Up. Go on. That's it. Can you get that side, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Oh.
Well, I'll need this trailer in April.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, I said I'd sort out your transport to the wedding, didn't I?
Oh, I see.
Well, that'll be all right with Kirsty, won't it? I'll sweep it out first, obviously.
Yeah, she'll love all that. Oh, thanks for helping with the sow.
It's no problem.
I owe you a drink.
Oh, cool.
In fact...
Yeah?
Have you got time now?
a transformation.
Feeling better now?
I meant the table. But yeah, I had a good long soak. Wash me hair.
It always feels nice, doesn't it?
You've been busy here.
Well, I had some time once everything was in the oven.
There's bits of that table. I haven't seen the light of day for months.
I put most of it on the dresser. I hope that's all right.
Of course, Jill. I shouldn't let it pile up, really.
Well, it's time, isn't it? When you've got a farm to run.
I hope David's all right. It's horrible out there.
Awful. At least he's undercover.
Yeah.
This dreadful weather seems to have gone on forever, doesn't it?
Could be much worse, though. We're very lucky.
Yes. When you look at the pictures on the news.
I wouldn't want to be running a dairy herd in Somerset, that's for sure.
I do feel for them.
It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Should I go and tell David it's ready?
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll go.
Right. Oh, saved you a trip.
Oh, it is turning into a nasty night. Oh, hold on, Mum.
Evening. Do you mean in the lambing shed?
No, that's not too bad at the moment. No, the weather is dreadful. You know, with things so bad as close as Worcester, we've really got to keep an eye on it. So are you eating with us then?
Your mum's cooked it.
Ooh, that's good of you.
Well, Ruth was a bit up against it, and it wasn't as if I had anything else to do.
So, is it chilli then?
Cottage pie.
Ooh, hey, that looks great.
It was quick and easy.
Is tea ready?
You've already had yours at Grand's.
I'm hungry again.
What?
It's the smell. It's so nice.
If you want to join us, I've made plenty. If that's all right with you, Ruth.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. I love shepherd's pie.
Actually, this is cottage pie, made with minced beef.
Yeah, as opposed to shepherd's pie, which is made with minced shepherd.
Heard it before, have you?
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, that's one of David's better jokes.
You don't want to hear his bad ones.
Oi, cheeky.
Help yourself, everyone.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Oh, so... Have you not got WI or anything tonight then, Mum?
No, nothing tonight.
Shall I do your veg, Ben?
Okay.
How's this World War One thing going?
Oh, quite well. People are turning up some interesting items. You know, I found a land worker's pin. Jean Harvey has some very unusual bookmarks.
I'll have some veg too, love, while you're there.
Okay. Thanks. Bookmarks, did you say?
Her great aunt had them made specially. Apparently, she lost two brothers... Right at the end of the war.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, I don't know how people cope.
They've got in loving memory and a little photo on each of them and the details of where they were serving.
Mum, you will excuse me if I scoff this quickly, won't you?
Of course. You need to get back to the lambing.
Thanks.
And each one has a little poem. Ever so touching. Ruth?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
what?
I could have brought Pip's present with me. Or would it be better if I posted it?
No, we can take it.
Oh, we're going up on Sunday.
All the way to Yorkshire and back.
I finally got it sorted.
Yeah, we're taking her out for Sunday lunch. I mean, if you'd like to come with us, Mum.
Yes, perhaps. That would be nice. Help yourself, Ben.
Great.
Not too much. We need to leave some for Josh.
Okay.
Where is he this evening?
Millsy.
I haven't heard of him.
No, he's a her.
Short for Melissa.
Ooh, is this a girlfriend?
Well, we're not really sure. What do you think, Ben?
He doesn't tell me anything.
And Josh has been very cagey about it.
She came to his 16th birthday party, and if it's the one I'm thinking of, then...
Let's just say they seemed quite friendly with each other.
Ostensibly, they're working on a project together. That's his story, anyway.
I see. So, who's covering the farm on Sunday?
Mainly Eddie.
And Bertle's standing on the lambing while Eddie does the afternoon milking.
Sounds like a good plan. I'm sure they could both do with the money.
And Pip's tablet arrived today, so we won't be turning up empty-handed.
Give her my love, won't you?
Of course we will. This is really tasty, Jill.
Mum, this is brilliant.
Thank you so much for cooking it, especially at such short notice.
You're very welcome. And you're not to worry about the washing up.
Oh, no
arguments. You and Ben can enjoy some television together. Leave the clearing up to me.
Here you go.
Thanks.
I better get off home after this one.
Okay.
Oh, sorry it took so long. Kentland was banging on a bit.
Yeah, I noticed. What's about?
Oh, Valentine's Day. They're doing romantic candlelit dinners. He was trying to get me to bring Hayley.
All right.
Mm. They're really going for it this year. Yesterday, this girl tried to sign me up for their singles night.
Oh, I think Hayley would have something to say about that.
Too right. She was pretty hot as well.
Oh, no, no, Roy.
Don't worry. Just showed me wedding ring and she backed off.
Oh, yes. The trusty woman repeller.
Never fails.
So, have you booked then for the dinner?
No. No, we're already sorted. And I mean, no offence to the ball, but I think Hayley deserves something better for Valentine's than the local pub.
Agreed.
Clary and Eddie are booked, apparently.
Well, exactly.
Hmm. So, the stag, then. What do you think about going away? Prague or Dublin or somewhere?
Well...
And you'll have plenty of time to get over your hangover. Might as well make it a good one.
Actually, I don't think I could really afford a weekend away.
OK, no sweat.
I've been costing things up. There's so much to a wedding.
You don't have to tell me.
And everything's really expensive. It's like, when they hear wedding, out comes this special gold-plated price list.
Yeah.
The way it's looking, I don't think we're going to get much change out of 20 grand. Ah. I mean, the wedding dress alone will probably be the best part of 1,000. 1,000 quid! Just for a dress!
Yeah, and it's an expensive business.
And it's not like I've that sort of ready money.
Who has?
I've always put everything back into the business.
Don't you have any savings? Or?
A little bit. But I had that earmarked for a deposit in a house.
How about one of those 0% credit cards?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Or a bank loan. But the trouble is, they take into account any borrowings when they work out how much mortgage they're going to give you.
Right.
I didn't realise that until after we'd seen the financial advisor.
So, the more you spend on the wedding...
the cheaper our house is going to have to be.
How about your mum and dad?
They've already said they're going to make a contribution, and I don't think I can ask them for more. Things are really strained between us at the moment.
Again?
I know. It's because of Gran willing everything to Helen and me. Dad's gone very moody about it.
Your Gran?
Yeah.
Well?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. If she's planning to leave me a decent wedge, could I maybe get some of it in advance?
It's got to be worth asking.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to.
How's it going?
Let me just do this one. There you go. Go on, back to Mum. Ah, yep, all under control at the moment.
Good. I bought you a flask of coffee.
Oh, Mum, thank you. That's so welcome. Oh, and thanks again for that fantastic meal.
That's all right, David. I enjoyed it. So, the ewes are spreading the birds out, then?
At the moment, yeah. Means I can keep on top of things. You know what it's like single-handed. It's fine until two or three happen together.
Yes, I remember. Right, then. I suppose I'd better be heading home.
Oh, is Ruth going to give you a lift?
Well, actually, she's nodded off in the chair, and I really don't want to disturb her.
Oh,
And you can't leave the shed, obviously. So I just thought I'd walk home.
What, in this?
It's not that far.
Oh, Mum, no, it's horrible out there. Look, Pip's room's free. Why don't you stay over?
Well...
then one of us could run you back in the morning.
I suppose I could.
As long as you'd be comfortable in Pip's bed.
Oh, yes, I'm sure I'd be fine.
There you are, then.
All right. If you think that's best...
Just leave the plates on the worktop, Tom. I'll wash them up later.
Are you sure, Gran?
Absolutely.
Well, that's very good of you. Thanks.
Not at all. It's nice to have your company. And I've got until 5 o'clock to see to the dishes.
Oh, yeah? Hot date?
I think you must be confusing me with someone else. No, just a doctor's appointment.
Oh, is...
just routine. Nothing to worry about.
Good.
So, Tom, you've got something to ask me?
Yes. It's... well, it's quite a big favour, really.
Go on.
You obviously know we've got the wedding coming up.
It's going to be the highlight of my year.
Yes, mine too. Well,
I should hope so.
And Kirsty and I are keen to get on the property ladder as quickly as possible. So, we've been looking at houses round here. Can I show you the sort of thing? I've done some printouts.
I'd be very interested.
I mean, we're not looking for a palace. Just something with two bedrooms.
So, you're not thinking of building on the farm?
Not at the moment, no.
Surely that must make sense.
We'd rather have some independence. I mean, we're not ruling it out, but we'd like to see if we can make this work first.
I see.
And it would be an investment. This is the sort of place we'd be looking at.
Yes.
Kirsty and I went to see a financial advisor on Monday, and I've done a summary of the figures.
Yes.
So, we're looking at a total cost around this. And this is mine and Kirsty's joint income. And I'd really like it if we could find a 10% deposit.
And you could afford the repayments with that size of mortgage?
It'd be a stretch, but yes, I'm confident we could cover them. The main issue is the deposit. Because we've got the wedding costs coming up as well, we can't really put together enough ready cash.
I see.
So, I really hope you don't think this is too cheeky, but I was wondering if you might be able to help out. I'm not asking for a gift. I mean, how you wanted to treat it would be up to you.
How much would you be looking for?
Say, 17, 18,000?
Would that be enough?
Oh, yes, yes. And we could treat it as a loan, or you could class it as an advance on my inheritance, maybe. Whatever you prefer.
Well, you've done a very thorough job on the figures, Tom.
Thank you.
Can I say I'm open to the idea?
Really?
Well, after all, Helen's going to have this place. I'd like to see you settled in your own home, too. Well, let's not commit ourselves to a figure straight away.
OK.
Wait until you're a bit further on with your house hunting. Or when you've found a place that seems right, then come back to me with exact figures.
All right.
But you can feel secure that I will help you out.
Oh, Gran. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Can you talk?
Yeah, I've got a couple of minutes. What is it?
Oh, I'm just so excited about tonight.
Are you?
I think I'm going to burst.
Well, try to avoid that, Helen, if you can. It might not go down well with where we're going.
Why? Where are we going?
I said it's a secret.
Oh, can't you give me a hint?
Nope.
Oh, Rob, not even a little one.
No, I don't want to spoil the surprise. Just as long as you're ready by 7 and looking gorgeous. That's all you need to know.
Is your phone off, Tony?
What?
Jennifer's been trying to ring you. She keeps getting your voicemail.
I haven't heard anything.
Have you even got it on you? I bet you've left it indoors again, haven't you?
What did she want, anyway?
Look, can you come down for a sec?
All right.
It's about your mum.
What about her?
Well, Jennifer was going to take her to the surgery this afternoon, but she's had a bit of a disaster.
Jennifer has?
She's been at the hairdresser for a cut and colour, but the colour's gone all wrong.
Yes, in my sister's world, that would count as a disaster.
So she's had to stay on so they can redo it.
I don't know she's born.
Well, can you give Peggy a lift instead?
Me?
Oh, come on, Terry, she's your mother. You can't avoid her forever.
I'm not avoiding her. I've got this drain pipe to fix. It's come right away from the wall.
Not surprising, given what it's had to put up with.
No.
The sheer volume of water. I don't blame it for giving up the ghost.
Quite. So...
But that's not going to take long, is it? She doesn't need picking up till 5.
I don't know.
It's just a trip into Borchester, for goodness sake. How awkward can that be?
The weather was so horrible that Jill stayed over at Brookfield.
Oh, yes.
She didn't want to disturb Ruth, and of course David was busy in the lambing shed. I told her it seemed like a very sensible decision. Don't you think, Tony?
Yes, probably.
And then Ilona rang. It's nice that she keeps in touch. Rose is looking forward to Valentine's Day. She's going to something at the Bull. A singles night, is it? Tony?
I really wouldn't know, Mum.
What's the name of the place?
The Forester's Arms?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
The food there used to be pretty basic. You know, everything out of the freezer.
Yeah. Massive menu, but none of it fresh.
Pretty much. But the new guy wants to go a lot more gastro, so Tom Archer sausages are right in his market.
Great.
Don't suppose it'll be a huge order, but every little helps.
And they're reasonably local.
Exactly. I can stick them on the regular delivery round.
Mm. Hello.
Well, look who's here.
Uncle Tom.
Hello, Henry. Have you come for tea?
More than that. You're staying the night, aren't you, Henry?
Yes.
Rob's taking me for an early Valentine's treat.
I see.
And Mum, very kindly, offered to look after Henry.
Well, it wasn't exactly offered.
OK, well, I need to get off. See you, Mum.
Bye.
Have fun.
I will.
I meant Henry, but you too.
Oh, well, thanks. This is very good of you, Mum. I'm ever so grateful. Rob too.
Well, Henry needs to see his grandparents.
Right, here's his bag. Be good for Granny, won't you, darling?
I will.
Good boy. Come here. Oh, and I'll see you in the morning.
You could have come in. It's freezing out here.
I'm all right.
It's just as well I wasn't too long. Wasn't my usual doctor, but she was very
straight
nice.
Home, is it?
Yes, please. Tony, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You hardly said two words to me.
I'm not feeling very chatty, that's all.
Is this about my will? Pat's told me how you feel about it. You're still indicating...
I know.
If you've got something to say to me, I wish you'd say it. Well?
I was just surprised, that's all. It's quite hurtful, Mum.
Well, I'm sorry. That certainly wasn't my intention. I thought you'd be happy the money wasn't going to Lillian or Jennifer's children. You've always had a chip on your shoulder about your sisters.
No, I haven't. I just can't see why, if you thought they were well enough off, why you had to leapfrog me and Pat.
But it just seemed the right choice in the long-term interests of the family.
Long-term interests? It's my farm. It's my family.
I know.
It's like you don't trust me. You see, you don't, do you?
I just think it's time to let Tom take the reins. Tony, ever since you and Pat decided to go organic, I've watched you work yourself into the ground.
Oh, so that was a mistake as well?
That's not what I said. I admire you for sticking to your convictions.
So much so, you're giving everything to Tom.
Tony, there's no need to be so resentful.
I'm just saying... If you really wanted to support me, you wouldn't have done that. I'm not packing in yet.
Well, it's my decision. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I have to do what I think is best. Oh, and while we're on financial matters, I'm planning to help Tom out with a deposit on a house.
What? Since when?
Since today. He came to see me earlier and presented a very good case.
Did he? Did he indeed?
Is that better now, Rob?
Let me look. Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Come here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Helen, don't worry about that now. Have you got all you need?
Yes, I think so.
Good. Because the car's here.
Car?
Well, I'm not going to drive to Birmingham myself, not tonight.
We're going to Birmingham?
Yes.
Why Birmingham?
Because that's where the Michelin-starred restaurants are.
What?
Nothing but the best for you tonight.
She as good as said it to my face. She doesn't think I can be trusted.
Oh, come on, Tony. I'm sure she didn't say that.
Were you there?
No, of course not.
Well, how do you know then?
Oh,
in the long-term interests of the family, I have to do what I think is best. In other words, I'm a complete waste of space.
Can't you try and calm down a bit?
And then, as if that wasn't enough, Tom's going behind my back as well.
You'll make yourself ill.
If he needed help, you'd think he'd come to his parents. But oh, no, we're completely sidelined now.
Oh, for God's sake.
She thinks I'm a useless farmer and he thinks I'm a useless father. What have I done, Pat, that they both despise me so much?
Look, I understand your upset.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If that's the way Tom feels, he can forget about any help from us with the wedding.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I mean it. He's on his own.
Oh, thank you.
That was exquisite. What did he say it was?
Salmon tartare with asparagus foam. Mm.
So beautiful. A tiny work of art.
Well, these little extras all add to the experience, don't they?
It's the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
With the best man I could ever hope for.
I feel exactly the same. Helen.
Yes?
I've got something for you. I was planning to give it to you at the end of the meal, but I couldn't wait any longer. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, Rob, it's beautiful.
I wanted something you could wear every day.
Well, this is a very posh watch for everyday use.
No, you deserve it. Let's see it on you. There.
Oh, my goodness.
You like it, then?
It's perfect, Rob. And so are you.
Blimey, you've gone to town, haven't you?
Not bad, eh, Jolene?
Where'd you get all that red velvet?
I borrowed it from Lord Locksley. Transformed the place, hasn't it?
Well, all right, if you like that sort of thing, I suppose.
What do you mean?
All them roses and candles.
It's traditional.
Exactly. Little bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Hey, Rode, can't stop. I need to fill the party bags.
Are you giving out party bags?
Yeah, you know, just a few novelties to break the ice.
Oh, yeah?
Love hearts, dare cards, condoms.
Condoms?
We want our punters to be safe, don't we?
Come on, then. Let's tuck you in.
Can I have another story, please?
No, that's enough now, Henry. Cuddle down.
Rob, read me one.
No, Rob's away. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm sure he'll read you one then.
Oh.
So you be a good boy and go to sleep. Mummy's going to have a quiet evening in front of the telly.
Ah, here are the Carters, come to spend their millions.
Look, I told you, Kenton.
Yeah. No worries. We all got the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah, well, I've given me dad a good telling off.
Oh, thought he looked a bit shell-shocked when he was in earlier.
Yeah, what can I get you?
Oh, a gin and tonic, please.
Right.
And a pint of Shires for me, Jolene.
Great.
Well, it's busy in here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Filling up nicely in the restaurant. Mm. How's it going upstairs, love? Quiet?
Yeah, well, a singles night don't start till 8. Oh, here's one now, though.
No. He's one of mine.
Mm. Oh, hello, Harrison.
Evening, Neil.
Oh, you two know each other?
Yeah, through the parish council. BC Burns is on our local neighbourhood team. Oh, this is my wife, Susan.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, you're here for the Valentine's dinner?
That's right.
Where's your...
My girlfriend. I'm meeting her here.
Oh, right.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, that's nice of you, Neil. Pint of lager, please.
So that's a lager as well, please, Jolene.
Right, you are. Oh, here's definitely one of my singles. All right, Jazzer.
Evening, up.
Jazzer,
do you know Harrison Burns?
I don't think so.
Evening.
He's our...
Jolene, is Melanie here yet?
Melanie?
The leaflet lassie, the Hottian.
No, I ain't seen her yet.
I reckon I want to promise we have the night.
Oh, Hasn't Jolene done this place out lovely?
Well, actually, it's all Kenton's doing.
Oh, he's got a romantic side.
Well, let's just say he wanted to get it right in here. He's been very thorough.
Neil, Susan, I wonder if I could ask you a favour.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm sorry about this.
Would you mind swapping tables with PC Burns?
Well, love.
His girlfriend doesn't like the one I've given them.
Well, where's that?
Just over there by the window.
There's nothing wrong with it. Justine can be a bit fussy at times. Well, anything for a quiet life, you know.
Well, that'd be all right, wouldn't it, Susan?
I suppose so.
Oh, thanks.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bring your wine over.
Harrison's right. This table's fine.
Yeah. If anything, you get a better view of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
She looks very high maintenance, doesn't she?
Who?
That Justine. Attractive, though.
No.
Don't you think so?
Not my type. Too flash.
She is a bit obvious, maybe.
I wouldn't swap two of her for you.
Oh,
I mean it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Vodka and Coke. Anything else?
That's all the new head.
Okay. With the lager, that's 7.20.
Hold on. I'll get rid of some of this shrapnel.
I'll give you this, Jazza. You're a quick worker.
Ah, it's early days, yeah. Keep my options up.
Still hoping Melanie will turn up. Thanks, love.
You can't blame me, can you?
Oh, best of luck.
Have you seen the lassie?
Okay. Jolene?
Yeah, sweetheart?
Yeah, can you turn the music down? It's ruining the ambience in the restaurant.
Is it?
It's swamping my carefully chosen playlist.
Oh, dear.
People are trying to whisper sweet nothings to each other. I don't want to be bellowing over the sound of techno.
I'll be turning it off in a minute.
Oh, good.
When we start the games...
Games.
Oh, we're going to have a few sexy get-to-know-you games. Get people interacting, break the ice. You could give me a hand with them if you like.
Oh, well, no, that's not fair. I've got a restaurant full of people downstairs.
Well, suit yourself.
All right, I heard you. For goodness sake.
Jess.
Oh. I've come to see Rob.
He's not here.
What do you mean?
He's away overnight.
So why are you... Ah.
I live here now.
Of course you do.
Rob didn't say anything. Was he expecting you?
No. Call it an impromptu visit. Rubbish timing, as usual.
I'm sorry, yes. He's away on business.
Oh, yes, very likely.
No, it's true, really. It's just me and Henry here.
Oh, I believe that, Helen.
Have you... You haven't come all the way up from Hampshire?
Yeah. And don't I feel stupid now?
Look, I think you'd better come in and have some coffee.
Right, so we've got a steak and a chicken.
The steak's mine, but,
Has Justine gone to the loo?
No, she got a text from her ex.
And
disappeared.
When was this?
About 10 minutes ago.
Right, so...
Jen, there you are.
Actually, this isn't the best time,
Jolene
mate.
Jolene sent me down here.
Well, Jolene has? Why?
Well, she wants to borrow some of the roses for a game.
What?
It's been wild. Is this one where a lassie puts a blindfold on you and goes
back? Yeah. Okay, Jazza, I'll sort it out in a minute. Do you still want your steak?
I've got to eat.
Yeah, sure. What about this one? Do you think Justine's coming back?
I doubt it. And even if she did, she's not getting a dinner off me.
Okay, then, well, I suppose I'd better bin it.
Whoa. That's no food gone to waste, is it?
Well, yes, the lady's gone.
Is it veggie?
Well, no.
Well, then... Put it down there, man, and I'll eat it. You don't mind, do you, fella?
Well, is that all right?
Well, do you know what the hell? Go on, then.
Right. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I suppose I better sort out those roses.
Nice soft petals, she said. Sounds like you're better off without her.
I think you're right.
Yeah, pal. Unless you're no hungry.
No, I'll eat it.
So, Harrison, was it?
As in Ford.
And Burns?
Like the poet.
Right enough. What do you do for a living?
I'm a policeman. Are you all right, mate?
I am. Just something went down a wee bit the wrong way, that's all. Yeah. Oh, just, you know, no Mrs. Wayne, will she?
Help yourself.
Thanks. We've definitely no met, have we?
I don't think so.
That's good. I mean, it's good to meet you now. So, Burns. What do they call you in the interview room? Third degree Burns.
Yeah, very good.
Get
very
it? Good.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's not the first time that's been said to me.
Jazza. Just call me Jazza. I'm an honest, hard-working milkman and pigman.
That's an unusual combination.
And just like you, I'm single.
Single? Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am now.
I'll tell you what. Since you're back on the market again, you could do worse than try your hand upstairs.
But the single's night.
A lot of lassies go for a man in uniform.
I've made it nice and strong.
Thanks.
And there's some water. I'd drink that too if I were you. Jess, I know this must be difficult. And I can't imagine how you feel about me. But if it helps at all, this thing between me and Rob, it isn't just a fling. I really am very serious about him.
In love with him, are you?
Yes.
Well, good luck with that, Helen. You have no idea what you've taken on.
I've got to hand it to you, darling.
What's that?
This is a cracking night.
Oh, thank you.
And you pulled it together at very short notice.
It's all good for the pub, isn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed.
And you've done a great job downstairs.
Have I? Not too old-fashioned for you?
No, I'd say it was spot on for that market, Kenton. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, between the oldies down there and the youngsters up here, I think we've got it all sewn up. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
No, you and all.
What's that, Jazzer?
Pint of lager.
Okay.
The last time I did a man a favour.
What's this?
The laughing policeman there.
PC Burns?
I was the one who said he should come up here. He's only gone and got off with Melanie.
The way he's been towards me, I really have no doubt that he feels the same way I do.
Oh, really? That's what you think, is it?
Honestly, we're very much in love.
And you think you know him well enough to tell that?
Yes. I mean, I may have only just moved in, but we've been close.
Oh, I know how long you've been close.
What I'm trying to say is we really understand each other.
God, you haven't got a clue.
Jess.
How dare you? That lamp.
What?
Where did we get it? When did we buy it together?
I don't know.
You don't know anything about him.
I know the important things.
Really?
Yes. I know what's in his heart.
Well, then you'll know where he was last Thursday night. He was here, was he?
No. He was seeing a feed supplier.
Oh.
But the meeting was relocated to Essex.
Essex?
Their head office.
Rob was nowhere near Essex. He was with me, Helen. That's right. He was in my bed.
Thank you.
Bye.